Home Care. This is Shane Doe. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. When you hire someone to be an aide for a person, what are your, like, rules and stuff? Do you guys pay, like, holiday pay or vacation pay or sick pay, vacation pay? Do you pay any of that to your workers after they've been there a certain amount of time?
So they get time and a half on holidays.
So they get paid time and a half on holidays if they're working them?
Mm-hmm.
And what if they're not working them because their client has family that they go to? Do they still get a holiday pay?
Only if they work, they get time and a half. It's time and a half. They get time and a half if they work on the holiday.
Right. Okay. I get that part. I was just wondering, since it's a holiday and if their people go to their families for Thanksgiving or Christmas, so you're not working because they're at their family's house, you don't get paid that day. Is that correct?
As far as I know,
yeah. Okay.
Well,
we can offer a good
pay rate for the caregiver to begin with, so it will be.
Do you pay good for the caregivers? How much is their pay?
What?
Do you know how much their starting pay is that you pay your aide?
It depends on the hours. Is this the first time the patient is applying for home care, or is the patient approved for hours yet? Where is it up with in the process?
No, I'm just asking you how much your aides get paid when they go to
Right, because it depends on the hours. It depends on
where the patient is located.
Yeah, it depends on the patient is located and how many hours a week.
Okay,
where
so you don't have
patient?
A specific amount. Union, Washington, there are different places.
In which county?
Franklin County.
Franklin?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and does the patient have approved hours yet?
Yeah.
How many hours?
I don't know for sure. 25.
So you're not sure. Again, it depends, but we might be able to do 15 an hour.
Okay. So your employees that you hire, though, do they get, like, any annual raises or holidays? Do they get vacation days? Do they get raises? That's what I'm asking. The people that work for you, do they get any compensation besides just a regular hourly pay?
Right. So they get weekly pay. They don't have to wait bi-weekly as other agencies. They do get time and a half on holidays. And we don't offer PTO. But you do have great customer service. So if there's any questions, you can always reach a assigned coordinator.
Mm-hmm. It was just a question because I was just looking into things for, like, a job and certified and everything. I was just wondering, do they get any kind of benefits? Do they get insurance? Do they get holiday pay?
I could send you a benefit package. Like a benefit guide with all the information you need.
What?
Do you want me to send you a benefit guide?
Sure.
What's your email address so I can send to you?
Okay. It's Tony Phelps 63. T-O-N-I-P-H-E-L-P-S tomtheboss63@icloud.com.
So you said T as in Tom, O N as in Nancy, I, C as in Cat, H E L, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, 63@icloud?
Yes, dot com.
Okay, no problem. So I'll have it sent over so you can take a look, and if you're interested, just call us back.
Okay. I was just curious. You couldn't give me those answers over the phone. I just don't. I mean, they're pretty simple questions. If you don't give raises, you just have a set fee, and that's what you pay them, even if they've been with you for 2 or 3 years.
You can always, again, if you have any questions, you can always contact the coordinator, and we might be able to give it an annual raise for sure. Yes, you can contact the coordinator.
Okay, and who is the coordinator?
Well, it will be assigned coordinator once the patient is signed up with our agency, then the coordinator will be assigned.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.